Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're really happy ourselves to be here playing for you up here. We are starting up our tour in Scottsdale, Arizona, and we had two concerts there. The second concert, we kind of got the elements sort of rained us out, and I hope we broke our jinx, because the first tune we played on the set, we played in Scottsdale the second night, was Just One of Those Things. You figure out the rest. Huh? Anyway, before we go on, I want to say a few words about my cohorts here, which I'm very fortunate enough to have had the pleasure to make my latest album on MCA called Parallel Realities. I guess, like I said, the first tune was just one of those things, and the second tune was a composition written by Pat Metheny. It's off of his forthcoming album. It's a title song of the album called Question and Answer, and it's a real nice trio album. Features Dave Holland on the acoustic bass with Roy Haynes, and that's coming out about today. Today. And I think Dave, you've got something coming out fairly soon, right?
Yeah, in September.
Okay. Dave records for the ECM label. And, I'll tell you a few short stories real quick, make a brief move on. Of course, Herbie Hancock, the gentleman over there on the keyboards. Jack of all trades. I mean, Herbie, as you know, I mean, he's just made such a fantastic contribution to creative music, improvised music in America and around the world. And, since I'm also a pianist too, you definitely know he counts very high in my influences on the acoustic and the electric piano as well. We worked together with Miles Stanley Turrentine, name a few of the greats, George Benson, and I even did a film score with him, actually. He did the soundtrack for Antonioni's Blow Up. I was privileged to work on with him, maybe, of course. Now, I'm really thrilled to have him here in this combination of people. It's really like a unique situation, because a lot of times you get group all stars together, and you get the ego problems and you do that, but as you can see and hear, we have none of that problem. Yeah, it's really been a joy. I mean, we've been having such a ball here. Dave Holland, I met in London and England, and it's a long history we have together, but I'm trying to condense it. I mean, we met in London and played together for the first time. We played together, it really just kicked off. And we have been very, very tight musically over the last 20 years or so. And Dave came to New York and made it, you know, jumped into the hot tub right away in the United States of Music with Miles Davis. As you can see, he fell out quite well. He's still alive and still ticking. And Dave and I worked in numerous combinations. We recorded records with Stan Getz. We've co-led bands together. We have a trio, which another fine guitarist, John Abercrombie, called Gateway Trio. And Dave has also been leading his own bands, quartets, quite successfully for the last 8 years, and also been the music director of a band from Canada. And he brings his exquisite, if I might say, musical talents to round out this group, and I'm really, really thrilled to have him with us. And Mr. Pat Metheny, you all know.
Thank you.
excursions together and lived to come back and tell about them. we worked in some trio situations with another bassist, Charlie Hayden, and we've also worked in some special projects at Penn, which I was really thrilled to be a part of. And one was the 8081 group, which unfortunately we never toured the States, did we? Really? We made our big debut in Woodstock, New York, where we lived. And we took off for Europe and toured with Michael Brecker, Dewey Redman, and Charlie Hayden. I said, well, maybe one of these years we'll have a 92 or 93. And it was really great to collaborate with Pat and Herbie and make Parallel Reality album. And then the extra bonus of bringing Dave Holland into it is just really, I'm just thrilled. Our sound checks have been like this, and we hope to continue onward and upward. And we're going to move on and do another composition written by Pat off the Parallel Reality album. And it's a composition that features the trio. We're going to miss Dave for one tune, and he'll be back to join us. This is a composition entitled Dancing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woo-hoo! Birdie! Thank you. Yeah! Go Jack!